and then issue it.
Great.
Peter, you want to lead us through it a little bit?
Sure. So we decided to move towards the expressions of interest rather than a straight request for proposals because there was some discussion about the property and what could go there and the environment around it. So this was the best next option. And so we put it together and I think it addresses all the concerns that we heard during the meetings we had. So basically, we'll go through it if you want. Hopefully you agree with it. It basically talks about, it introduces what it is. It talks about some of the goals of it and purposefully utilize otherwise unusable municipal property, right? That's what we're trying to do. We have a vacant property.
So that was the first question I had right there. So we don't stipulate exactly how much of the property we want them to use, right? So are we going to leave it up to interpretation to say use a quarter, use more, use all?
So that's what the beauty of the request for expression of interest is. We are asking developers to say, hey, we've got these two parcels. We identify the parcels, we identify the conditions surrounding the parcels, and we say, and if you looked at it, you saw that that 60-acre parcel really only has 5 acres of usable space,
right? Mm-hmm.
Where the other one has more.
Right.
So we're asking developers, are you interested, solar developers are interested in creating solar farms,
right,
if it's in their best interest, right? So we're saying to them, we have these two parcels. They're located here. We have some sensitivities. Can you do anything with these two parcels to make it work for you as a business decision, as well as the city of Hudson for a community?
Okay.
So that's basically what we're saying. Hey, we know you like solar, we like solar, we have these two parcels, can you make it work here? So typically what will come back is we'll give them an idea whether it's feasible. They'll say, well, if we had more acreage, or no, it's not feasible. We lay out what we have close to there. We have an access for three-phase electric, which they're looking for. So all those things that they're looking for are there and in that area. And we also know there's a solar farm near there. And we also know that EPA did a study at one point saying, hey, the sun is accessible here. It's a good location. So I think with all those things, we should get something. So then we get into the purpose, right? We tell them, this is what we're looking for. We want you to look at it with all these conditions that we listed here, those sensitive issues, those sensitive areas. And we ask them to put it together. So we have to figure out when this gets put out. And I had August in here, but we know that that's not here now. So we'll figure those dates out later. We give them a little bit of background information. And we tell them what our goals are again, right? Supporting renewable energy, we get into the goals. We give them the language that they're familiar with from other, most likely other proposals. Inner city goals, right? Protecting scenic and environmental resources by minimizing the impact of major solar energy facilities on parklands, trails, wetlands, wildlife, scenery, floodplains, historical, cultural sites, and recreational activities. Some solar companies are going to see that and they're going to say, not interested. I'm just looking for a 300-acre space where I can put this gigantic battery, storage, etc. We laid this out a little bit differently. We're looking for somebody that is looking for a challenge.
Yeah.
Somebody that's going to come in and help the city of Hudson and make a name for themselves too, because I'm sure there's other unique situations, areas like this across the country. We list the properties best we could from the Columbia County Real Property Services. We tell them what they want, 15 acres primary, 10 acres is usable for this purpose. The other parcel, city IDA, is 52 acres, or 62 acres, but 52 of it is wetland. And so there's 5 usable there. My understanding is 2 acres probably gets solar companies interested on a smaller scale.
Right.
This is not going to be a 25 megawatt that requires Public Service Commission oversight, right? It's going to be something smaller than that. It's going to be bigger than a 10 kilowatt rooftop mounted unit, but something less than a 25 megawatt, which is fine. We tell them about the area, right? That's what we heard. We heard that we're sensitive to this. And we put that in here. We say, okay, this is the area, this is what we have. I took some of the information from some reports that have been out there, some studies, and just general comments. We don't want to overload this. We just want to give them an idea. Let them ask questions. Let them bring proposals to us and say, this is how we can best do it. And we just told them about what it is. We told them what's in the vicinity. You know, there's 120 acres surrounding. There's brownfield industrial. We told them this. We told them about the landfill because that's the elephant in the room. It's right there. You can't miss it. And then we talk about the North Bay and the wildlife and about developing walking trails. So our goal here is to try to get a solar company interested in this unique location with a unique challenge and perhaps accomplish even developing trails that'll connect to the Greenport Conservation Area, part of the Albany Hudson Trail.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know, work with us. If they're interested, we're going to find out. We'll get responses. If we get no responses, then we know the answer is we've got to figure out something else. We told them what they want to hear about the available transmission and utility resources on North 2nd Street. Apparently, there's a good connect, and that's what they want to hear. They want to be close to a transmission line where they can connect to. This fits that very nicely. And we tell them it's as-is condition. You come, you look at the site. There's nothing secret. You figure it out. You tell us. And we talked about a lease arrangement. We want to give them enough time to kind of figure it out, develop it. So if we connect, the goal of this is to get interest.
Yep, correct.
And then we develop the request for proposals to those interested parties. And then that's when we get to the real nitty-gritty. That's when we figure out the trail designs and those kinds of things. But this is basically to say, hey, is this a viable location? So we wanted to tell them, though, you know, a little bit about what our intent is. And my suggestion is to develop a lease arrangement. And the NYSERDA documents all talk about a 25-year. We know that the useful life of most solar systems, solar farms, about 25 years.
Yeah.
New technology is coming on. New equipment is being developed. It's getting better. It's improving every day. We want to talk about decommissioning as well, right? So when 25 years comes up, we don't want them to say, okay, see you, it's all yours, and all of that remains, all the skeletal remains are there based on us to remove it. So we're going to include some, this is in the RP section, but just so you know, we want to include some decommissioning component here that they'll come in and take that out as part of
they or whomever they sell to.
Right, that becomes part of the lease arrangement. And so we talk about a 25-year lease, and we talk about some renewals here. All of that can be tweaked depending on what we get back.
Yep.
So the information we get back will help us develop a better request for proposal going out to get us a better response. As we say here, we're willing to consider alternative durations and conditions, et cetera. We talk about what their responsibilities are. Again, this is not the RFP. It's basically just giving them an idea if they're going to get interested in it. This is what they're going to be into. These are some of the conditions. We kind of lay a little bit of that out here. Importantly, the site work and maintenance requirements, right? We want to make sure they maintain it properly, and that's all their responsibility for the entire system. The landscaping, the erosion control, drainage, site work, that's all going to be on them. So if they see it lucrative, if they see it feasible enough, it works for them, it works for us. We just want them to understand that that's what our intent is. Maintenance of site-specific safety and security, et cetera. We talked about, to the extent practical, when establishing perennial vegetation and beneficial foraging habitat, owners shall use native plant species and seed mixes. You know, here we're talking about protecting the environment, we're protecting the bobolinks, we're protecting the vegetation, the sensitive areas that we heard about. We give them a couple of attachments in here. We gave them a copy of the zoning map from the Comprehensive Plan 2000 update, City of Hudson. I'm assuming it's relatively accurate. If there's something else,
the GIS links you provided in that were accurate. So.
Good. All right, so we have that, we have the GIS, we have the information from Columbia County real property, and I think that's good enough to get them started. Once they come back and they say, I'd like this information or this, we can always get that for you. We tell them what we're looking for. You know, it's just basic information about their firm so we can further, you know, engage with them. We list that all out here. We want to make sure they're viable. We want to make sure they've done this before. We want to make sure they've got some history of doing it. We want to make sure they're financially sound so that they can do this. We're concerned about their work in New York State. We're interested to know what they did in New York State. And project financing, you know, it's good to say, yeah, we can do this, but if we investigate, they don't have the financial wherewithal. So yeah, sure, you can sell us a bill of goods, but it's not. So we have the questions and clarifications opportunity, which I assume will happen. They'll write to us and say, you know, we'd like to either do this or see this, or can we do this? You have more data on this, and we'll get that to them. So there's a period of time where we'll get them information. In response to that, we're looking for 3 hard copies, no big deal. Electronic submission, again, this is just the expressions of interest. We want to see what kind of interest is out there. It's coming here. We put some terms and conditions in there, typical conditions to protect the city of Hudson, and just the basic terms in here, non-collusion, et cetera. So, not sure I missed anything. It's possible I missed something, but we'll find out. You know, it's a good way to see what kind of interest is out there and to get some feedback and get some ideas, because we typically get ideas from some of these requests for expressions of interest. They'll give us ideas. We can use those ideas when we develop our RFP, and hopefully those people that applied on the first shot will come back for the second one and we'll make something happen. So that's what I have. That's my story. I'm hoping you agree with it. I think it's a good. I think it's a good response to what we've heard, and I think it's a good opportunity to see what interest is out there to do something like this.
The only other question I had was, and I don't know because I don't know exactly what the tidal features of the river are in the North Bay there, but by labeling it just solar, are we cutting ourselves off from considering anybody that could also tie into some tidal electricity generation capabilities as well, right? If you've got all of that on the North Bay, underneath the train tracks and the river, are we able to take advantage of the ebb and flow of the river, tie that into solar, and actually provide more power back to us using all the resources that would be there? Now, I know that it's an RFI, they could consider it, but do we want to add something about that in there? Because if this is about getting creative, let's not just limit them to one form of energy when we've got 2 forms of renewable in front of us.
My first reaction to that would be, let's wait and see on the solar piece. Let's see what we get as a response. I think mixing those two, it's like putting geothermal with, you know, solar together. There are firms and solar farm firms, developers that only look at that. They don't want to be bothered with, they don't want to create a subcontract, so they may not be interested if we had that in there. But on the other hand, if we get something, we talk about creativity, we'll see what we can get. If we get nothing, we can explore other options. So my personal feeling is to just leave it go with just the solar component at this moment.
So to talk about the schedule, CAC meets on the 2nd. That'll give them some time to look it over.
September 2nd, Tom?
September 2nd.
Thank you.
Our informal's on the 13th. And by then we should have, you know, any responses, because I'll issue it. I'll put it on the website tomorrow.
Okay.
And we could have a final version for the formal on the 21st. And if you can use those numbers, those dates to, you know, to fill in on the draft.
Okay.
And if everything goes well, we can, you know, issue it right after that.
From point of approval, it should be about 3 to 4 weeks by the time we get the return thing. The whole process should take 3 to 4 weeks from the approval. Once you say go public with what I'll do in the meantime, and I'll start this now, develop a list of potential
targets.
Responders.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there are those that have a good track record, and I'll try to cull those and create a list. And what I'll do, in addition to, we like to advertise it publicly in a local newspaper, but it's better for me. What I do is I just send it electronically to all these firms directly.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a better response. And I follow up with them, and I get an indication on who's interested. And then they sometimes share it. But the wider the net, the better. And
so we can assume it'd be issued like this September 22nd. And then sometime in late October, early November, we could probably here. Since you weren't here, Ryan, or actually, oh, DeJuan was, but a few years ago when we were looking into solar issues, there was one company who was interested in doing a project very much like this. So okay. we have a sense that there is, there are people or developers out there interested in such a project. Mm-hmm. Let's hope it turns out to be still true. Questions from our CAC members? It seems to address, you know, I mean, that was a valuable contribution, that meeting, when they went through, you know, some of our original ideas about this project. Members, I think we're in a good shape for moving this on.
See it. As usual, your work is very complete, yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.
It's great. I can't wait.
You know, this is a direct result of all the comments.
Yeah, had, right.
And it's the best next alternative to doing the RFP. So we'll find out, you know, we'll find out what kind of response we get, and then we can adjust accordingly.
Right.
And we may learn something from that and a way to go and a direction to go once we get some feedback.
Mm-hmm. So well, I think thank you for all your work on that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions from...
What was your name?
my name is Peter Bujano, B-U-J-A-N-O-W.
Thank you.
He's the Commissioner of Public Works. Well, I guess that's really it then for now. This is great. Can't wait to
get this. The street, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's like fishing, right? You throw it out and see what kind of information, what kind of interest you get. And then, you know, as I said, this will become the basis on how we proceed with the RFP. If we get enough interest, you know, we'll take the responses and we'll develop a great RFP and we'll put that out. And, you know, maybe by next year sometime, we'll be right there in the middle of it all.
Be awesome. Okay, thanks.